Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Hello and welcome to Beauty Inside Out. I'm your host, Kimberly Snyder, nutritionist, wellness expert, and author. This is our very special Thursday Q&A segment where I love to hear what you guys are thinking and I answer your questions every single week. So here we go with this week's questions. Hey, beauties, welcome back. I'm so excited to hear four questions that come directly from you and our community and ways that I can support you in continuing to live this lifestyle day in and day out, which is where the results are to be had. It's the small steps that make a huge difference in how we look and how we feel, our vitality, our natural beauty, our energy coming forth. And so listening to this podcast regularly is like nourishment for your spirit and your soul, and it keeps you connected. So I commend you for being here with me today. And before we dive into the questions, I want to call out the fan of the week. And this is, we pull this from the reviews on iTunes. So if you haven't left a review yet, please do so. It really helps us shape the show. It helps us connect to other people and to get the word out and help to support them as well. And I appreciate it so much. So this week we have Lindsay Powers, who says, priceless information. I've been reading Kimberly's books since they started coming out in 2011. The information that is talked about on the podcast is truly priceless. You can learn anything from beauty food pairing to staying grounded to simply how to enjoy life. I am so grateful for this podcast. Lindsay, it is so, so amazing to hear from you. I remember meeting you in person on my last speaking tour, and I loved that we got to connect in person. We gave each other hugs. And it was just so beautiful. And, you know, these are priceless, priceless connections. So beauties, again, I love hearing from you. Please do go over to iTunes and leave a review. It just, it's something I appreciate so much. And if you're not sure exactly how to do it, we'll also add a link in the show notes. So let's get into our questions. We have our beautiful Caitlin, who is our community manager, who has gathered the questions. Hey, Kay.
Hey, Kimberly, and hey, beauties. It's great to be back with you this week, and I can't wait to share the questions.
Yes, I know. I love, you know, it's often that there's this collective, you know, we know there's this collective energy around, and often the question that someone's asking is something you've wondered or you've thought or maybe you had in the past, but you need that reinforcement again, which is why it's so nice to share in together as a community and hear what we're all thinking, because it's just great support.
Totally. Yeah. And we always love to pick questions one a week, typically from our Beauty Detox Foods group. And energy's been coming up a lot. So this question is from Brooke. And her question is, what is the best natural energy supplement that's out there? What do you use? I've been taking ginseng. I need something that gives me a ton of energy.
So this is a great question, Brooke. Thank you so much for asking. I will say that we live in a society that is looking for the next best energy supplement. We talked about this a little bit last week, Kay, where it was, you know, someone had a question about guarana, coffee, all these different supplements for energy. And I'm a big believer in really working with our natural energy. And what I mean by that is we squander energy when we don't even realize we're squandering it. So then we end up needing these outside sources. Our biggest source of squandering energy is through digestion, which is why, you know, I've written about this in my first book, The Beauty Detox Solution. If you guys haven't checked it out yet, there's a lot of information on how to optimize our energy. When I started living this life, Kay, I have green tea. I definitely have a lot of chocolate, but I have not had one cup of coffee. Whereas before, I used to have so many cups of coffee a day because I needed that energy.
Right.
Now I eat in a way that really, I live in a way rather where I take my SBO probiotics. I do, you know, I live the lifestyle as far as bettering my sleep, having proper food. And a big thing, big source of my energy is the Glowing Green Smoothie. Because it's so in alignment with nature, we have that fiber, which gives us sustained energy, all the vitamins and minerals and antioxidants that we need. And I really get a huge boost of energy from it. And so that is my main source brook of energy outside my body. I will say, you know, sometimes I definitely, in the power protein smoothie, I add different plants that I like to rotate in, different adaptogens. I also like to layer in bee pollen. I like maca. I like ashwagandha. But I don't rely on those primarily for energy. I feel like we were meant to be an abundance of energy, just like we're meant to have an abundance of all things, of love and, you know, just blessings in our life. We can claim our life of abundance, and we can claim a life of abundant energy if we live the life. So I would encourage you, Brooke, to go back, check out the blogs about, you know, food combining. Make sure your sleep is A+. And if it is not, we need to do something about it, because most of us don't think that we need to improve on our sleep. But then all signs point back to, you know, our sleep and getting into that fourth deeper sleep cycle will have a massive impact, a beneficial impact on our life. So if you guys haven't taken the sleep quiz yet, it's at KimberlySnyder.com. And I designed this quiz for you to take. And then later you can get more customized information on your sleep. People are asking about energy all the time, Kay. And I think we start to ask the wrong questions, which is,
right. Why
don't I have enough energy? What is the quality of my sleep? What am I doing with my digestion? And just figure out why that natural abundance isn't coming through. And then we can really work to heal it.
Right. And if anybody is really interested in this topic, which I'm hearing a lot of you are, through your comments, through your concerns, we do have a bunch of great blogs and vlogs and information beyond what we can talk about here in the podcast over on KimberlyCenter.com. So if you check out the show notes today, I'll link specifically to a couple great articles that are just an easy read and you can check out.
Awesome, Kay. Thank you so much.
Great. So this next question is from Charlene, and she lives in Laguna Beach in California. And she says,
not too far away from me.
Not too far. Yeah. And I haven't heard this, so might be new and trending. We want to see what you think. Mm-hmm. She says, I heard bamboo and sea moss are the best food sources in promoting collagen for your skin. Is this true?
So this is a great question. Thank you so much. There is starting to be a little bit of a trend around this, Kay.
Okay.
I was at the Expo West Festival. When was that? I think it was a couple months ago.
Right? Yeah, time just lapses.
I know. It really does. I was actually talking to this manufacturer that had a bamboo-based drink around this very topic. And so bamboo, we know for sure, has a great amount of silica. And silica is something that can create skin elasticity. It helps with healthy hair, healthy joints. And there's a lot of silica in bamboo. And so that would be the main purported benefit of bamboo connected with collagen.
Okay.
I think it's okay. I think it's a good thing. But, you know, I'm not a huge believer in taking a million different supplements. There's a lot of natural ways to get silica just from eating a plant-based diet. It's a very abundant mineral. So I think if you're eating the Beauty Detox lifestyle and you're having salads and glowing green smoothie and tons of vegetables and, you know, cucumbers and fresh food, I don't necessarily think that it's something that, like, it's not top of the list for supplementation personally. Okay. If you're worried about it, you could take it. But, you know, it's like, we can go down this path, Kay, and then end up spending like $2,000 a month on supplements and be taking a million different things. And I just think it's not necessary. You know, we want to pick and choose what is really important that we're not getting from food sources at all, such as SBO probiotics. That's a game changer. That is the type of probiotic that I recommend that completely changes your gut flora. It puts us back in tune with Mother Nature. It helps you with digestion. It helps with better nutrient absorption. It helps with energy. It helps with all kinds of things, detoxifying environmental toxins. That's something that we need because we don't live in a world anymore where we're in close contact with the earth. That is my take on that. Now, the second part was sea moss. Now, sea moss and sea vegetables are different than the bamboo. So the bamboo's got the silica, which I say we can get silica from a lot of different sources. Sea moss and sea vegetables have a lot of trace minerals. And I actually used to use Irish moss a lot, Kay, when I worked at this raw food cafe in the East Village back in the day.
Oh,
it's a great thickener, it's very high in minerals. And we know that there are some different minerals that we can get from sea vegetables than land vegetables. It also has iodine. It has some really great properties. So it's something that you can work in. To be honest, I don't really like the consistency that much. I'd rather have dulse leaves in my salad. I mean, it's just a little bit different. But listen, Irish sea moss, it's a little bit rubbery, but it really is amazing. And so you can dress it. You know, you can put it in a salad. Sometimes they serve it in Asian salads because it's definitely edible. Lemon juice, maybe some tamari.
Does it have a strong taste? Because I'm thinking it's going to be a little potent.
It's a little bit oceany for me. But
to put it politely.
Yeah, I think, listen, it has amazing, incredible properties. But I guess maybe I just overate it while I was at the cafe. And if you didn't do it right, it just tasted so nasty. But right. It definitely has benefits for sure. So if it's something you're game to look into, yeah, check it out. Definitely mineral rich.
Awesome. Yeah, I always like to pick these type of questions. We actually get hundreds of questions about a bunch of different supplements. So I try to just pick ones we haven't talked about, but it's just great to remind people about going back to the diet, and because there's a lot of questions about supplements. So great to talk about that and just clear up a few things. We'll let Kimberly take a short break and then she'll be back to answer the last two questions.
When it comes to bra shopping, it can really be a nightmare, right? So often it's hard to find a bra that looks good and feels comfortable, and we've all had those frustrating fitting room experiences. I recently discovered the brand Third Love, who offers bras in sizes from AA through G, while most lingerie brands only carry 15 sizes. Third Love has 60 sizes, including half cups. You're probably wondering, what are half cup sizes? That's because no other company makes bras in half cup sizes. Third Love knows there's a perfect bra for everyone. So right now, they are offering my beauties 15% off your first order. To find the bra you've always been waiting for, and all you have to do is answer a few simple questions from Third Love's Fit Finder quiz. It literally just takes a minute, and you can do it all from the comfort of your home. This year, make the change that will change the way you think about bras. Go to thirdlove.com/beauty now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/beauty. Okay, beauties, we are back from our break and I can't wait to hear what else you guys are thinking. Two more questions, Carrie.
Yes, this one is from Nina and she's from Houston, Texas. She recently read that fructose sugar...
Oh, a city that I love.
Yes, we love our Texan beauties.
Mm-hmm.
So she recently read that fructose sugar stores as fat 20 to 30% faster than glucose does. If she's trying to lose weight, should she stop eating fruit and only eat carbs like rice and bread?
Mm. Okay, that's a great question, Nina. I really want to hit this head on because I think that there's a lot of confusion around fruit. Let's just take a step back for a moment from all the swirling discussions around sugar, the, you know, seemingly billions of sugar documentaries yes. and everything around it. And let's just talk about Mother Nature for a moment. And imagine you're just out in nature right now, walking around. And it's hard to imagine, but imagine a world where there isn't concrete and tall buildings and cities. And we're living in nature. We're kind of sleeping in the forest. Like the great yogis, you know, I'd love these stories of the wandering rishis in the forest. And if we're in the forest, we know that if we're in that mindset and we're walking around and we see a mango tree, a mango grove with all these mangoes or this fig tree, we know for sure that naturally our instinct is to eat this fruit. We know that fruit comes in a complete nutritional package. It has lots of fiber. We're not talking about fruit juice here. We're talking about whole fruit with fiber and minerals and vitamins and all these amazing, amazing micronutrients and vitality boosting properties. Fruit is amazing. And yes, it contains a small amount of fructose, but it's nothing like having liquid fructose from high fructose corn syrup or from agave. It's a natural form. What's actually interesting, Kay, is we did a podcast a couple weeks ago. I forget which exact episode it was, but it was with Tony and I. And we were talking about some of the research coming out about boosting mitochondria, which is the energy powerhouse, basically, in our cells. And one of the ways to boost mitochondria is to give it fructose, the right amount of fructose.
Oh, so, interesting.
Yeah. And when I say the right amount of fructose, I'm saying in small amounts in a complete nutritional package, such as from fruit. Now, there was a study that I reference all the time. It was in my second book, I believe. So many books now, so many studies of Beauty Detox Foods. And it talked about how mangoes, it was a study on mangoes, basically. They have fructose, but they have so many antioxidants and so much vitamin C that it actually outweighed the detrimental effects of the small amount of naturally occurring fructose. So to answer this question, I am a big believer in fruit. I do not think it should be cut out, except for periods if we are healing from candida and we cut out all sugar, all sweets altogether. A healthy body should be able to handle natural foods. And as we get healthier and our gut heals and we are able to consume some sugar, I believe we should be eating blueberries. We should be putting acai, well, acai is naturally sugar-free, but it's fruit, putting it in our power protein smoothie. I think we should be able to enjoy pineapple with the bromelain, these healing enzymes. I think we should have bananas. I think we should have some fruit. I really do. And so I think that we need to work to heal ourselves and then we can handle the natural fruit. But I definitely am not in the camp of cut all fruit out because I'm scared of the sugar. I think that's when we start to get into the intellectual sort of reductionist approach of looking at food versus what we were naturally meant to eat. We're part of nature. We should eat food grown from the earth, period. Simple. It's just true. And it's so healthy and it's so amazing for us. And I think it would be a real shame to miss out on it.
Perfect. Well, thank you for weighing in on that. Cause when I saw this question, my eyes lit up thinking, oh, you know, some people thinking, oh yeah, like rice and bread versus, you know, our delicious fruits. And a lot of people are scared of fruit. You know, I have friends that won't eat fruit and I'm like, please read this, please. Just check out this information because everything that's out there isn't necessarily, you know, right or wrong. But I just thought that was great to see this come up and just to talk about it a little bit. We do also have blogs. We almost have blogs on every topic we talk about here because there are just so many things, so many avenues to go into. So I'll link to a couple on KimberlySnyder.com today for you guys to check out in the show notes.
Mm-hmm. Amazing, Kay. Thank you so much.
Great. So this next one is interesting to me. Hopefully you guys find it interesting. It's from Carmen and she lives in San Jose, also in California. And she says, I'm curious to know your thoughts around pea milk. I'm seeing it more and more and I've tried it and I like it, but I'm wondering what the benefits are, if there are any, compared to other plant-based milks. And second part of the question is, should people rotate their plant-based milks?
Mm-mm. This is a great question. Thank you, Carmen. So I'm very happy to say that dairy, and I was reading a report about this recently, Kay, dairy is seriously declining.
Yeah, I saw that too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like majorly. The category of plant-based milks is rising as more and more people, thanks to all you beauties in the community that share the information that we talk about, we all share in it, talk about how terrible dairy is for you. I wholeheartedly believe we are not meant to consume dairy and we should not be consuming dairy. And we are congesting our bodies, our minds, our potential if we continue to consume dairy. It's just not meant for humans. So I love that there's all these different alternatives. Pea protein has quite a bit of calcium, quite a bit of protein. It's great for people that have nut allergies. It's just a, you know, it's a good alternative. It's said to be environmentally friendly to produce. I tried it a little bit. It doesn't taste like peas per se. It's pretty creamy, I think, you know? So the difference is when you're making almond milk, you're grinding the fresh almonds with the water and you're straining. With pea protein, you're basically, it's a little bit more purified, a little bit more processed, where you're they're taking yellow peas basically and making them into a flour, and then they're separating the pea protein from the in the flour from the fiber and the starch, and then they're blending that with the water and other ingredients, and then they also fortify it with popular brands will fortify it with vitamins like B12.
Okay.
So again, it's an alternative. It's a good source of protein and calcium. Almond milk is also a great source of calcium. I think it's a good idea to rotate your nut milks for number one, to keep things fresh and, you know, new for you so you don't get bored. B, for different uses. So for me, going in, I'm still nursing to an extent. Bubby's obviously eating a lot of whole foods, but he's still nursing. So since he was born, I've increased fattiness of my milk. So I've been having primarily hemp milk myself. And I like that it's just hemp seeds blended in water. It's super easy to make. So that's been my primary non-dairy milk source. I kind of transitioned myself from almond milk. I rotate them myself just because I like different flavors. And rotation is always a good idea because we don't want to overdo any one thing. So if you're like, oh my gosh, I've just had almond milk every day for the last 10 years. Sure, try other milks, you know, and
right.
Keep it fresh and make sure everything you're having is organic. So it's a good idea to experiment what's out there. I think it's good. And then I wanted to say when I cook and, you know, okay, I make for you some of the creamy soups and things like that, I definitely also have coconut milk around because I think that works really well for creamy recipes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot coming around this topic. The other day I was watching TV and they had commercials, you know, for plant-based milks. And I sat back and thought, wow, we really are coming a long way from just even 5 years ago or 10 years ago. Huge gain. So these questions come up a lot because now there are a lot of different companies coming out with these different types of products and, you know, people aren't sure which avenues to go through. So we definitely appreciate you taking the time to clarify that with us today. And just before we let you go, wrapping up the show here, we'd love to see if you have an inspirational thought for us.
Yes, I do. Here it is, beauties. I like to leave you with something to think about, to ponder, maybe to journal about, or just to think about how this can apply to your life and to benefit your life. So here we go. Peace is found when we judge less and observe more. So I've actually gotten really into the Tao Te Ching, which sounds, I'm probably saying it wrong, but it's this amazing, amazing text, okay? It comes to us, it's an ancient text from China, and there's some different translations. I really like the one from Stephen Halpern. So again, it's the Tao Te Ching, or known as the Tao. And it's about this idea of letting things be, full acceptance, full surrender, and how much peace is found in that. It's just, you know, very elegantly written. So when I was writing the thought, I was just thinking about how we're so prone to judging everything, including ourselves. We judge how good we did in each moment. We beat ourselves up if we feel like we ate too much or we didn't do enough or we gain a pound, or, you know, we're just constantly in judgment mode versus kind of observing what's in front of us. So just starting to cultivate the practice of observation. If we see someone and we're like, oh, you know, that person is eating a double cheeseburger, instead of judging and being like, oh, that person is so unconscious, or they're so unhealthy, or they so don't get it. You know, just observing and observing our thoughts instead of judging, you know, constantly trying to look at things and label them. We talked about this a little bit last week, but we're constantly trying to put things in categories, Kay, and it's exhausting. Yeah. And it's just the opposite of being peaceful. So it's kind of like how we look at the moon and we can just observe, oh, look, it's full, or it's half moon or whatever. We're just seeing it. We're not judging, oh my gosh, the full moon looks so fat. Or like, oh, so much prettier when it was like this. We
right.
Just observe. If we bring that energy of like the cycles of nature into our lives and just observe like, oh, okay, you know, maybe I didn't eat as well today, but I'm not going to judge myself. That happened. And, you know, whatever, I'm just going to move on. And we just take out more and more judgment, our lives become so much more peaceful. And it's the journey of life. It's not these milestones of like, oh, I lost 10 pounds. Now I'm going to be happy. Or I finally, you know, got rid of all the acne on my face. It's not just getting there. It's the moment to moment peace that makes life what it is. So yeah, so I just think something to contemplate, beauty, is to think about judging less, observing more, moment to moment and day to day.
Well, thank you for that beautiful thought. I always love ending the show this way, and it leaves me feeling really inspired, which I'm sure the beauties feel as well. And we just want to add, as always, if you're new to the show, you don't know where to submit your question, we would love for you to head over to KimberlySnyder.com/ask Kimberly. There's a form there. Just put your question. I read through them and we'll hopefully air it on an upcoming show.
Amazing, Kay. Thank you so much for gathering the questions. And thank you so much, beauty, for tuning in. Just a quick reminder again, if you haven't left a review, please go ahead and leave a review on iTunes. It means the world to me. It helps to support the show and to get the message out and to help support more people. So we really, really appreciate it. Until then, till next time, we'll be back on Monday. Take care of yourself. We send you so much love. I appreciate you so much. I'm so happy we're connected. I love you, and I will see you back here soon.